11. Universe Mechanisms. In the evaluation and recognition of mind, it should be remembered that the universe is neither mechanical nor magical. It is a creation of mind and a mechanism of law. But while in practical application, the laws of nature operate in what seems to be the dual realms of the physical and the spiritual, in reality they are one. The first source and center is the primal cause of all materialization, and at the same time, the first and final father of all spirits. The Paradise Father appears personally in the extra-Havona universes only as pure energy and pure spirit, as the thought adjusters and other similar fragmentations. Mechanisms do not absolutely dominate the total creation. The universe of universes in toto is mind-planned, mind-made, and mind-administered. But the divine mechanism of the universe of universes is altogether too perfect for the scientific methods of the finite mind of man to discern even a trace of the dominance of the infinite mind. For this creating, controlling, and upholding mind is neither material mind nor creature mind. It is spirit mind functioning on and from creator levels of divine reality. The ability to discern and discover mind in universe mechanisms depends entirely on the ability, scope, and capacity of the investigating mind engaged in such a task of observation. Time-space minds, organized out of the energies of time and space, are subject to the mechanisms of time and space. Motion and universe gravitation are twin facets of the impersonal time-space mechanism of the universe of universes. The levels of gravity response for spirit, mind, and matter are quite independent of time, but only true spirit levels of reality are independent of space, non-spatial. The higher mind levels of the universe, the spirit mind levels, may also be non-spatial, but the levels of material mind, such as human mind, are responsive to the interactions of universe gravitation, losing this response only in proportion to spirit identification. Spirit reality levels are recognized by their spirit content, and spirituality in time and space is measured inversely to the linear gravity response. Linear gravity response is a quantitative measure of non-spirit energy. All mass, organized energy, is subject to this grasp except as motion and mind act upon it. Linear gravity is the short-range cohesive force of the macrocosmos, somewhat as the forces of intra-atomic cohesion are the short-range forces of the microcosmos. Physical materialized energy, organized as so-called matter, cannot traverse space without affecting linear gravity response. Although such gravity response is directly proportional to mass, it is so modified by intervening space that the final result is no more than roughly approximated when expressed as inversely according to the square of the distance. Space eventually conquers linear gravitation because of the presence therein of the anti-gravity influences of numerous supermaterial forces which operate to neutralize gravity action and all responses thereto. Extremely complex and highly automatic appearing cosmic mechanisms always tend to conceal the presence of the originative or creative indwelling mind from any and all intelligences very far below the universe levels of the nature and capacity of the mechanism itself. Therefore, it is inevitable that the higher universe mechanisms must appear to be mindless to the lower orders of creatures. The only possible exception to such a conclusion would be the implication of mindedness in the amazing phenomenon of an apparently self-maintaining universe, but that is a matter of philosophy rather than one of actual experience. Since mind coordinates the universe, fixity of mechanisms is non-existent. The phenomenon of progressive evolution associated with cosmic self-maintenance is universal. The evolutionary capacity of the universe is inexhaustible in the infinity of spontaneity. Progress towards harmonious unity, a growing experiential synthesis superimposed on an ever-increasing complexity of relationships, could be effected only by a purposive and dominant mind. The higher the universe mind associated with any universe phenomenon, the more difficult it is for the lower types of mind to discover it. And since the mind of the universe mechanism is creative spirit mind, even the mindedness of the infinite, it can never be discovered or discerned by the lower level minds of the universe, much less by the lowest mind of all, the human. The evolving animal mind, while naturally God-seeking, is not alone and of itself inherently God-knowing.